Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.38, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, John Egan seems to be the big injury concern ahead of Ireland's European qualifier against France on Thursday. He sat out yesterday's training session. He hurt his knee playing for Sheffield United at the weekend. The full extent of that knock, not yet been made public. But at this stage, there's a lot of talk that he might have to miss the France game, but might be back for the Dutch one at the weekend. Shane Duffy would seem to be the front runner to replace him if he is ruled out. Now, these games against France and the Netherlands, hugely significant. We've only 3 points from our opening three fixtures, and mathematically, I think our hopes could probably end this weekend. Two huge tests, but let's see how it goes. And of course, every time we meet France these days, the old Thierry Henry handball comes up again, unfortunately. So where was Nathan Collins? It was 2009. So where was Nathan Collins? I think he was only 8 years old when we lost that playoff to the French.
You know, I actually remember I was coming back from the Cheerios concerts. Yeah, I remember them, the charity ones. I think I was with my dad, my mum and my older brother. We were walking back to the train station, and I think we were watching on the screen there, and there was a big crowd of people waiting for the train watching it, and all I remember is JLS, so I don't remember anyone else. I think we just go in there, we cause problems. I think there's a lot of chances there. I think, especially at home, I think with the crowd behind us, we can do anything. I think we can go get a win easily. Away from home, I think we can cause so many problems, and I think we can nick something, honest to God. I think we can get something out of this game. You know, there are good teams, two top teams, but I think if we 4 points, 3 points, anything's good. You know, I think we get something out of these two games, it puts us right in good contention.
Nathan Collins there, JLS, Republic of Ireland.
At least he remembers it at all.
He does. Some very serious news coming from Brazil. The Brazilian national team have dropped their Manchester United winger, Antony, following allegations of abuse by a former girlfriend. Police in São Paulo and Greater Manchester Police are investigating the claims. They are denied by the player. Ronan Keller has declared himself fit for Ireland's World Cup opener against Romania on Saturday. The hooker has been out of action with a hamstring injury. There is a lot of speculation that the Irish management team will play all 33 players in their opening fixtures against Romania and Tonga. The scrum coach is John Fogarty, and he's been talking about the importance of embracing the excitement of this World Cup and to channel it in the correct way.
It's incredibly exciting. The group is incredibly excited to represent. You know, we talk about inspiring a nation. We're very, very aware that 60,000 supporters have got tickets to from Ireland. And where they'll come out of everywhere. We're so aware that we're representing our families, our the people of Ireland, and we're so excited to deliver. It's just important that we're primed and we're ready, as opposed to being over the edge. We've talked about the importance of discipline and what the momentum teams get out of ill discipline, or you know. So we want to be ready. We want to be primed. That's the word I'd use. For that reason.
Yeah, and that game is live on Saturday Sport on Radio 1, 2:30 Irish time. Sarah Lavin broke the 100-metre record at an event in Switzerland last night. She only recently acquired the 100-metre hurdles record. Lavin has had a terrific season. She really has. And her time last night was 11:27. She actually finished second in that race in Switzerland. European Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald has chosen Shane Lowry as one of his 6 wild cards for the big event in Rome, which gets underway at the end of the month. At the World Rowing Championships in Belgrade, Mags Kremen and Aoife Casey are into the semi-finals of the lightweight women's double, as are Alison Bergen and Zoe Hyde, who are straight into semis after their win in the women's double heat. The Irish women's fours are also into a semi-final. Finally, in the tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz has qualified for the quarterfinals at the US Open. The third seed, Jessica Pegula, and Wimbledon finalist Ons Jabeur, they have both crashed out.